Final test, part 4, speaker 1.
I've given speeches before, at farewell parties for my employees and so on, but they were quite relaxed affairs, and this was different, my daughter's wedding. I wanted everything to be done properly, and I put a lot of time into working out what I would say. So when it was my turn to stand up, I didn't feel nervous. I was sure I would do a good job. I listened to the other speakers. Some were embarrassed at being the centre of attention. Others were emotional. There were the usual funny stories about memories and rather personal experiences, but they all said lovely things about my daughter, and it was an occasion to remember.
Speaker 2.
Conferences have their good points. It's great meeting a lot of people in your field of business. I have a reputation for being a good speaker, and I know my subject inside out, so I was asked to give a presentation for my company at a conference last week. I was halfway through the talk when I suddenly felt really fed up. I just lost interest in what I was saying. It was all old stuff, however well I put it across, and I wondered what I was doing there. I finished the presentation. Everyone applauded. And I went away wondering how on earth I was going to get my enthusiasm back.
Speaker 3.
I lecture on health and fitness, usually to sports clubs, but recently I was asked to talk to some school children. I'm very keen on what I do, so I was enthusiastic about this opportunity. I got together some great visuals and videos of a brilliant series they'd done on television and spent 2 days going round the classes at the school. The kids were very responsive and came up with some interesting ideas and opinions. If they didn't agree with me, they let me know, and I had to work hard to bring them round to my way of thinking. It was as much a learning exercise for me as for them.
Speaker 4.
This email came through. Could I speak at a book festival the next day? The scheduled speaker was ill. Okay, I could do it. I was free. And I knew the subject, a South American novelist, because I was doing research on him. But he was a difficult and challenging writer, and it was tough expecting me to get a talk together in one day. Anyway, I agreed to do it and went into the lecture hall feeling very anxious in case I got something wrong. The audience knew my situation and sympathized, but I didn't want to embarrass myself by saying something stupid. In the end, I enjoyed it and didn't do too badly.
Speaker 5.
Politicians have to enjoy speaking in public. If you're nervous, you can't do a good job. My first experience of giving speeches was when I was training for politics, and I was helping an older politician during an election campaign. I didn't like the man at first. He seemed unfriendly. But then I had a surprise. Just before a speech at an important business event, I got a sore throat. I could hardly speak, and I was desperate. My colleague came round with stuff for me to take and told me how to cope and helped me relax. I managed the speech okay, which I couldn't have done without his help.
Ready for CAE, New Edition, by Roy Norris, with Amanda French. Tests by Amanda French and Claire Morris. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2008.